It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, March 25th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A former Charles City nursing care facility was damaged by fire over the weekend. Charles City Fire Rescue says they were called shortly before 4:30 Saturday morning for flames showing from one of the windows at the old Cedar Health building. On arrival, crews were able to make entry from a side door immediately adjacent to the room that had previously had flames coming from it. After thoroughly saturating the room, a search was performed to ensure the remaining rooms were not impacted. Firefighters were on the scene for about an hour and a half with mutual aid from the Floyd and Caldwell fire departments. CCFR says determining the cause of the fire is challenging due to the condition of the room. The damage was significant, but the construction of the building helped prevent the spread of the fire. The fire comes as the one-time nursing facility, which closed in 2017, is being considered for possible reconditioning as an apartment complex. City Administrator Steve Deere says a developer has proposed the renovation in their application for $1 million in affordable housing tax credits through the Iowa Finance Authority's designation of Charles City as a thriving community. The city of Charles City continues to track towards the resurfacing of Main Street to start later this spring, but City Administrator Steve Deere says the timeline for the project is still not concrete.
When's it going to start? When's it going to end? We don't know yet. The hope and the plan and the thought was to have it done by July, and that might still be a possibility, but I am not banking on that by any means. I would be pleasantly surprised if it's done by that time.
Deere says he has alerted the Charles City Chamber of Commerce that they may have to make alternative plans for the annual 4th of July parade in downtown Charles City if the project is not completed by then. Because the city is getting $800,000 in swap funding from the state, bid letting for the project is being coordinated by the Iowa DOT. Deere says bids opened last week were higher than their estimates.
We had two bids. They were within $11,000 of each other, which was really close, but they're a little bit higher than the $2.2 million. They're right at about $2.48. So a couple hundred thousand dollars higher. Our share of that is funded through local option sales tax, so we'll have a little more local option sales tax dollars to put towards it.
The city will hold a public hearing on the final plans, cost, and contract for the construction on April 15th. Deere says the resurfacing will be done in stages so that the entire length of Main Street is not closed for the duration of the work. The Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors will have at least one new member in 2025. The deadline for party candidates to file to run in the June primary was Friday, but 4th District Supervisor Matt Kuhn will not seek re-election, with his term expiring at the end of this year. However, two others have tossed their hat in the ring for the position, Terry Johnson and Isaac Carter, both Republicans. Incumbent 1st District Chickasaw County Supervisor Stephen Breitbach, a Democrat, has filed to run for another term, but is currently unopposed with no other candidates filing for the primary. Current 3rd District Supervisor Jacob Hackman will seek another term, but he is the only Republican to file for the primary, while Joan Knoll will run on the Democratic side. Also seeking re-election are Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver and Auditor Sheila Shackleton, but both Republicans will be unopposed for the primaries on June 4th. A House committee has approved a bill that outlines a new legal avenue for landowners who don't want a carbon pipeline through their property. Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City says the legislation addresses the ability of developers, such as Summit Carbon Solutions, to gain eminent domain authority to seize ground from unwilling property owners while helping clarify how far eminent domain can legally reach.
Quite a few people, myself included, argue that under current case law and the current thinking under the Constitution, this is not permitted under either Iowa or the federal Constitution. And Summit obviously disagrees. I think it's fair to both sides, and I think it's the sort of thing that should have been done many years ago to streamline the process.
The bill would also give Polk County District Court authority to review claims from landowners or developers about whether eminent domain authority may be used for any project, including Summit's carbon pipeline, proposed to be built in Floyd, Chickasaw, Mitchell, Fayette, Butler, Bremer, and Cerro Gordo counties.
So the first declaratory action can be filed in Polk County because they have quite a number of judges and they're familiar with commercial matters. But if after 18 months the matter is still unresolved and there's been a material change in circumstances, which would be common in this sort of thing, you can bring an action in any county other than Polk, so it addresses that. But the first action would be in Polk County.
Thompson says landowners need the protection this bill could provide.
Right now, landowners who are in the path of the Summit pipeline can't really sell their land because they don't know what the condition of the land will be in 10 years, if there's going to be a forced easement by eminent domain or what. So you don't know the value of your land and you don't know the encumbrances of it. That in itself is like the government or a third party taking your property. So wouldn't it be more fair for everyone if we had some clarity on what's going to be happening?
The bill cleared the House Ways and Means Committee on a 24-0 vote last week and is now eligible for House debate, which Thompson expects to happen this week. A Charles City man is facing various charges after he was accused of being drunk inside the Floyd County Courthouse. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Michael Lensing was arrested at about 4 p.m. Thursday afternoon on charges of public intoxication, OWI, driving while license revoked, tampering with ignition interlock, and open container. According to the criminal complaints, the Sheriff's Office was contacted just after 3 p.m. Thursday about an intoxicated person in the Clerk of Court's office. There, a deputy allegedly found Lensing filling out paperwork with him smelling of the odor of alcoholic beverages. After Lensing refused to take a breath test, he was arrested for public intoxication. Further investigation determined that Lensing had driven to the courthouse and he was provided multiple opportunities to conduct field sobriety tests, but he refused again. He also refused a breath test. A search warrant was then executed on Lensing's vehicle and discovered the vehicle functioned without the ignition interlock device correctly installed. There was also a switch that was not common with the installation of that device. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.